rock except our God.
Prepare yourselves. For the next hour, you will experience rock and roll for your soul. Music so intense, you will find yourself asking,
is this really Christian?
Yes, it is. And now, for the host of My Dad Rock Experience, Pastor Alan Ward.
Hello and Merry Christmas to you all. You know, this is such an exciting time of the year, especially if you have children. They get so excited about it. Christmas is just 2 days away. And you know, most of the excitement and the experience that we have with Christmas, most of what we celebrate as Christmas, has nothing to do with the birth of Jesus Christ. We celebrate family. We celebrate giving and getting. Don't forget that. We celebrate getting, too. We celebrate Santa Claus and a lot of other different things. But those things are not the reason for Christmas. Christmas is a celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, the Savior and King. So I want to invite you for the next 54 minutes to join me in celebrating the real reason for Christmas. We're going to listen to some classic Christmas songs and hymns that have been revamped and rocked up in a My Dad Rocks kind of way. And these are going to remind us of what Christmas is all about. You know, sit back and enjoy, and most importantly, refocus on what Christmas is all about. We're going to start off today with Stryper's classic Christmas song that urges us to do this very thing. Here is Stryper's song, Reason for the Season.
Yeah.
Stryper with a great classic Christmas song, Reason for the Season. You know, Christ is the reason for the season. It's not about Santa Claus. It's not about presents. It's not about family. It's not about giving. It's a celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. In Luke 2, 11 through 14, it says this, "But the angel said to them," the shepherds, that is, who were in the field, "do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." And see, it was a celebration of the birth of the King. Jesus Christ is the reason for the season, as Stryper just sang about. He's the reason we have Christmas in the first place. Something Stryper sang in that song corresponds with a phrase in those verses. They sang, "Your life can be a holiday every day when he is with you." And this is what the angel meant when he said, "We bring you good news of great joy." You know, if you'll surrender your life to Jesus Christ, then you will experience the joy of forgiveness, the joy of having your guilt taken away, the joy of having your conscience cleansed. And not only that, but every day will be a holiday, as they sang in that song, a holy day for you, because when you embrace Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, you start a relationship with God Almighty. And as King David said in Psalm 16:11, "In your presence," speaking of God, "is fullness of joy, and in your right hand there are pleasures forevermore." You can experience daily this fullness of joy and pleasure that comes with a relationship with Jesus Christ. Well, let's listen to an album I have called Rock Power Praise, and it's volume 2. It's the Christmas edition. And we're going to listen to Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And this lead singer is Robin Kyle, who was the lead singer for the heavy metal band Die Happy.
Lord,
That's Hark the Herald Angels Sing, sung by Robin Kyle. God and sinner reconciled in that song. Did you hear that? Christ came to reconcile us to God. Because you know what? Because of our sin, we're at enmity with God. We are at war with God. And Christ came to take care of that problem so that we could be at peace with God. Well, here's Sacred Warrior, who's singing their Christmas song, O Come Emmanuel. Sacred Warrior with O Come Emmanuel. You know what? They sang in that song, that song goes, Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. Now, the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 7:14, Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. That word, that name, Emmanuel, means God with us. Jesus Christ was God in the flesh. He came to explain God to us. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 18, it says, No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, that's Jesus, he has explained him. The book of Hebrews tells us in Hebrews 1, verses 1 through 3, God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son. whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. And he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. Jesus was born into this world to explain who God was. And he did that not only through his teaching and preaching and the miracles that he did, but by demonstrating that God was love by laying his life down on the cross. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And here's two songs that sing about the truth that Jesus came and was born as a Savior. Here's Deliverance with Silent Night.
We'll be right back.
That was Deliverance with Silent Night. I bet you I got some of you on that first part of that song, didn't you? It always tricks people when they hear that soft guitar play and they start singing Silent Night the traditional way and then they rock into metal mode. I bet you I surprised some of you there. Hey, you know what? Christ the Savior is Born is the theme of that song. And next we're going to hear Jamie Rowe, who was the lead singer of Guardian. He's going to remind us of what Christ being born as Savior means. And this is also off the Rock Power Praise Volume 2 Christmas album. It's God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. That was the Christmas hymn, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, sung by Jamie Rowe, lead singer of Guardian. You know what? In that song, it says, remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. You know, the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We've all gone astray, as that song points out. And then it talks about how Jesus Christ came to save us from Satan's power, because as 1 John 5:19 says, the whole world lies in the power of the wicked one. The book of Hebrews tells us in Hebrews 2:14-15, since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, that is mankind, he himself, Jesus, likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. You see, the devil has got us bound as slaves to sin. Jesus says in John 8:34, everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs 5:22, the iniquities of the wicked ensnare him, and he is held fast in the cords of his sins. Well, Jesus came to break our chains and to redeem us out of slavery. But you know what? Jesus was born not only to free us from our slavery, but also to transfer our allegiances. Here's Narnia with their song, Star Over Bethlehem.
Thank you.
And that was Narnia, Star Over Bethlehem. Star Over Bethlehem, the King is born, they sang. You know, Jesus was born not only to be a Savior, but he was born to be the King. And in the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, it says, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.'" You see, the wise men came and they traveled a great distance to find the King, King Jesus. And they traveled to find him so that they could worship him. You know, in that song, he gave a personal testimony. He said, "I see the world through different eyes. The Son of God has changed my life." You see, he now worships Christ, as whereas before he ran from King Jesus. And so many people run from King Jesus so that they can continue to live for themselves. They're not like the wise men who seek him out to worship him. They're unlike that. They're the opposite of that. They run from Christ so that they don't have to worship him, so they can continue to worship themselves. And that's really a crazy thing to do, because living for ourselves is why we are enslaved in the first place. It's why we have all the troubles and heartaches that we have. And it's the suicide thing to do, really, is what it is. It's temporary insanity. You know, doing as you please is slavery. Doing what pleases God is freedom. It's the very opposite of the way we look at things. God says in Psalm 119, verse 45, through the psalmist, "I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts." In other words, walking in obedience to God's word brings freedom, because sin brings slavery. And it enslaves us, and it drives us to do things we don't really want to do. You know, Jesus speaks truthfully when he says in John 10:10 that the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. "I came that they might have life and have it abundantly." That was a very true statement. Believe it if you hear nothing else today. That's what the devil's all about. That's what sin is all about. Stealing, killing, and destroying. But Jesus is all about abundant life, a full, extraordinary kind of life. Well, let's listen to another song off the Rock Power Praise album, Volume 2, Christmas. And let's listen to "O Come, All Ye Faithful."
Yeah.
And it was "O Come All Ye Faithful," the classic Christmas hymn. And that was sang again by Robin Kyle, used to be the lead singer of Die Happy. And that is off the Rock Power Praise Volume 2 Christmas album, which was put out by Pachyderm Studios, headed up by John and Dino Elefante. And we've played John Elefante on here many times on this show. Was formerly lead singer of Kansas. And has done a lot of Christian stuff, and has just recently put out a new solo album called Revolution of Mind. Anyways, yeah, Jesus was born as a king. That's what that song celebrates. And Jesus being born as a king means that he has a kingdom. And indeed, that is what the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. He said this, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government, or the kingdom, will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace, and on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this." You know, Christmas is about a king that burst onto the scene in history of the world. And this king came to establish his kingdom. But it isn't like any other kingdom that we know of on this earth. In Jesus' trial before the Roman governor, Pilate, he said this in John 18, verse 36. He asked Jesus if he was the king of the Jews, and Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm." Therefore, Pilate said to him, "So you are a king." And Jesus answered and said, "You say correctly that I am a king, for this I have been born, and for this I came into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Jesus is a king, and he came into this world to establish his kingdom, to bear witness to the truth that he's a king and that he's building a kingdom. Who are the subjects of this kingdom? Those who hear the truth and understand it and embrace it with all their hearts. These are the people who prove they have changed allegiances, that they have stopped serving themselves as king and the sin and the devil that they serve, and have started serving King Jesus. They've bowed their knee to King Jesus. How about you? Are you still serving sin and Satan and self? Or have you bowed your knee to King Jesus? The psalmist says, speaking of Jesus Christ as king, over in Psalm 2, verses 11 and 12, he says, "Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him." Well, here's Sarah Tennyson singing a song about that very passage in the Christmas hymn, "For Unto Us a Child Is Given."
To us, a son is given.
Hey, that was Sarah Tennyson singing For Unto Us a Child Is Given. That also was off the Rock Power Praise Christmas album that Pachyderm Studios put out back in the early 90s. Jesus Christ, one of the chief titles by which Jesus is celebrated, we heard in that song, is the Prince of Peace. Let me ask you a question. Do you have peace in your life right now? Or are you troubled and filled with anxiety all the time? There is a way to have peace. In fact, to have the very peace of God. But in order to have peace in your life, you have to have peace with God. And you must be justified in God's sight in order to have peace, because you must have all the penalties of your sins that are charged to your account paid in full and removed off your record. And the way to do that is through faith in Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1 tells us, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus suffered and died so that our sin debt could be paid in full and that we could be washed clean and given a new life so that God's wrath and anger could be removed from off of us. And that is why Jesus was born into the world. This is what he came to do. Scripture gives us only two options. In John 3:36, it says, he who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. How do you know if you've truly believed in Jesus Christ, if you truly put your faith in him? How do you know if you obey him? Notice how that scripture I quoted compare belief in the Son with obedience to the Son. If we believe in King Jesus, then we will serve King Jesus, which means we'll obey him. Well, hey, let's listen to DeGarmo and Key, probably close us out here. DeGarmo and Key sings our song, Blessed Messiah. Before we do that, I want to invite you out to the special Christmas Eve service we're going to have tomorrow night at Sandpoint Baptist Chapel, 6 p.m. I invite you to come out to that. And we're going to have Sunday service is going to be at 2. That's the only service we're going to have the day after Christmas is at 2 o'clock. I invite you to come out. Here's DeGarmo and Key with Blessed Messiah.
He was born to this world through a virgin. It was told that way centuries before. He opened an entrance to heaven so strangers could pass through its door. Beaten men would listen and less would believe. An invisible kingdom they could not conceive. He suffered man named Jesus is not